we go through some of the halachas of Hamelech HaKadosh, Hekel HaKadosh. So during the Sesem Heshuva, since the Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yashiv HaMishpat, so we change the Nusach of Hekel HaKadosh to Hamelech HaKadosh, and the Nusach of Hamelech Kohen Tzvako Mishpat to Hamelech HaMishpat. The person, by mistake, did not say Hamelech HaKadosh, he said Hekel HaKadosh. So he has Tef Nediva to correct himself, which is about a second and a half. If he does not correct himself by that point in time, he has to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. If that would happen in the Chazaras HaShatz, he would go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, he would say Kedusha again. Hamelech HaMishpat, on the other hand, the person does not correct himself immediately. So the law is, since he said Melech HaMishpat, he said Melech HaYitzchak HaMishpat, he does not go back from the Minhag Ashkenaz, he does not go back. He leaves it at, if he corrects himself, says that he corrects himself, if not, he does not have to go back. Besides these two changes, we have a few other changes which we have in Shemoneh Esrei. We add in Zechayna Lachayim, and Nichamoycha, and Uksoiv, and Besefer. Those are not Na'akev. If a person forgot them, he does not have to go back. However, he caught himself before the bracha, Baruch HaKad, he says, oh, I forgot to say Zechayna Lachayim. He goes back to Zechayna Lachayim, and he continues from there back to the end of the bracha. By Uksoiv Lachayim, so he says, in the paragraph of Uksoiv Lachayim, he forgot Uksoiv Lachayim. In the paragraph of Kol HaKayim Yiduch HaSela, it says Hashem's name, it says Hakel. You still go back to Ksoiv and you continue from there to the bracha. You end up saying Hakel twice. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we also add in, besides those Hussafas, we also add in the Hussafah of Bekein Tein Pachtucha. The person forgot that. He says, Atah Kadosh Hashem, 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 So that's it, he doesn't have to go back. If you have a case in Tachlo, you don't have to go back. There's an interesting shayla which the Mishabur brings down. There's a sefer, the Chayotim brings to one of the early Pariskim, that since the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we changed from Melech HaKodesh because Kodesh Baruch Hu is Yerushal HaKisei Din, and the Gemara says that person is not going to Din until Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mekadosh HaKodesh. You can't be Mekadosh HaKodesh by night time. So they're only Mekadosh HaKodesh by day. So the Chayotim, if a person forget Melech HaKodesh, the first night of Rosh Hashanah, so then Halach, you cannot have to go back, so it's not this man din yet. So that's what the Chayotim passes, the person does not go back. The Mishabur passes not like that. He says, with this theory, you can't say, and at the end of the next bracha, you're saying, it's Yom HaZikaron. And now this bracha, you're saying, HaKel HaKadosh, it's a theory, so you would go back according to the Mishabur. Ramesha and the Chuba actually is Kaishish for the sheet of the Chayotim. And therefore he says, you should be very careful, since it's not going to be something what you're supposed to do, whether you're supposed to go back or not. So the person should be very careful the first night. You have to get used to it. To be saying Samel HaKadosh, because he said Hakel HaKadosh, what does he do? According to Chayotim, he can't go back. According to Mishabur, he must go back, and that's not a good place to be your first night of Rosh Hashanah. So the person should be very careful in general to say Samel HaKadosh, especially the first night. The person should be very careful to say Samel HaKadosh. Just a few announcements. Shira will be at 9:15. There'll be a shmooze at 11:20. Those boys who are not going to be here tomorrow morning, please remember to take your tefillin with you. And tomorrow also, or sometime today or tomorrow, first you should say Hataras Nazarin and make a prosbo. If he has any loans which he has lent money and he wants to maintain those loans, the person should be careful to make sure that he makes a prosbo. Everybody should have a tefillin and a good year. Have a good day.